Mary McLeod Bethune was born the 15th child of freed slaves in Maysville, South Carolina. She grew up to become an advisor to four American presidents. Later, she became co-founder of Bethune-Cookman College in Daytona Beach, Florida, and also started the National Council of Negro Women. This morning, more than 20,000 people gathered in Lincoln Park here in Washington to dedicate a bronze statue honoring Mary McLeod Bethune. Bill Green was there.
The unveiling of the twice life-size memorial of Mary McLeod Bethune is a significant chapter in the archives of black history. It is the first memorial of a black American or a woman to be erected in a public park in the nation's capital. Mary Bethune was a rare woman whose philosophy is reflected in a last will and testament, which was read by actress Cicely Tyson.
Yesterday, our ancestors endured the degradation of slavery. Yet, they retained their dignity. Today, we direct our economic and political strength toward winning a more abundant and secure life. Tomorrow, a new person, unhindered by race, taboos, and shackles, will benefit from more than 330 years of ceaseless striving and struggle. Theirs will be a better world. I leave you the challenge of developing confidence in one another. As long as people are hemmed into racial blocks of prejudice and pressure, it will be necessary for them to band together for economic betterment. Despite many crushing burdens and handicaps, I have risen from the cotton fields of South Carolina to found a college, administer it during the years of growth, become a public servant in the government and country, and a leader of women. I would not exchange my color for all the wealth in the world. For had I been born white, I might never have been able to do all I have done, or yet hope to do. As I face tomorrow, I am content, for I think I have spent my life well. I pray now that my philosophy may be helpful for those who share my vision of a world peace. Thank you.
Actress Cicely Tyson was just one of the many thousands of blacks who traveled to Washington this week for the 3 days of activity honoring Mary McLeod Bethune. Also sharing the podium today was Mrs. Coretta Scott King, Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm, Congressman Andrew Young, and actor Roscoe Lee Brown. Today's dedication of the Bethune Memorial ended a 13-year fundraising effort by members of the National Council of Negro Women. Dorothy Height, president of the organization, presented the Bethune Memorial to Secretary of the Interior Roger C.B. Morton.
And we have chosen that after this unveiling, that we would call upon members, leaders in all of our organizations and groups under tremendous ecumenical leadership to continue a 24-hour presence here in this park. Because if Mary McLeod was anything, she was a great spirit, and she was a woman of God. And you will find in the words that are hers on the base of the memorial that we have included from the Proverbs 31, the words that remind us that we did not need to honor Mary McLeod Bethune. We honor ourselves, our heritage, and our goals in this memorial.
Dorothy Height, president of the National Council of Negro Women. The memorial of Mary McLeod Bethune is a 17-foot statue depicting Mrs. Bethune placing her will in the hands of two black children. It is the creation of Robert Burks, the Boston sculptor who created the bust of John F. Kennedy on display at the Kennedy Center.
Well, in making Mrs. Bethune's monument, my concern was to get this enormously great lady, who I feel that if she had lived in any period of time, been born of any color, male or female, she would have emerged as a great leader of her times and also as a prophet. And the placement in the park is extraordinary. This park is one of the most beautiful settings for a sculpture anywhere in the world because of the open space. It's a plaza. And my hope is that this becomes like an outdoor living room, a place. It's the parlor where black people in America say, this is my home, in the nation's capital. Come into my home, be my guest, do our thing.
Robert Burks, sculptor of the bronze memorial of Mary McLeod Bethune. This is Bill Green.